1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources say Donald Trump's transactional nature was on full display when he hosted big oil and business execs.
What we know is that at Mar-a-Lago last month, Donald Trump was courting the country's top oil executives. And he apparently said, you guys should raise $1 billion, that you're wealthy enough, he joked, because in the end, you're going to benefit and gain even more money from the environmental policies that I'll put in place for you. And then he kind of ticked through policies that his campaign has touted as part of his campaign platform in terms of rolling back Biden energy policy.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. 27 years in the federal penitentiary, the sentence for Trevor Bickford, who tried to kill three New York City police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve of 2022. Former NBAer Glenn Big Baby Davis sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for his role in a $5 million fraud on the association's insurance plan for players and families. This is ABC News. The Sandusky County, Ohio deputy curbed the Postal Service van on I-90 for speeding. Really, really speeding.
Is there a reason you're going over 100?
In a postal van. The encounter captured on the deputy's body camera. The deputy noting the postal worker blew past a Mustang that was also speeding.
I didn't realize that I was going that fast.
Yeah. I mean, that Mustang took off. He caught my attention, and then you blew by him, and I was pacing you at like 105.
She got a ticket. The Postal Service is investigating. President Biden welcomed the repeating WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces to the White House.
The first WNBA team in over 20 years to win a title back-to-back. I kind of like that back-to-back stuff.
The Aces, the first repeat WNBA champion since 2002. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Temerius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run, scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury, not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game four in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, and we'll see lower 40s in the overnight with light winds across the area. On Friday, plentiful sunshine. Highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Friday night, a chance of showers moving in with lows in the mid-40s. It's 50 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast, premiering soon. He also has a vlog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, PhilipItner. His Twitter handle is Itner Philip. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that there was either yesterday or the day before just massive missile and drone strikes targeting energy infrastructure across Ukraine. What's going on there?
Yeah, that was two nights ago, Tom, and it was an aggressive attack on the electrical grid. Every town from basically Lviv through Kiev on down into Kharkiv, Kherson, I believe, was also hit. Dnipro now. Zaporizhia, all these towns, these major cities in Ukraine came under fire from drone or cruise missile attacks aimed at destroying their electrical grid. Now we're going into, you know, this is May. The weather is not bad here. It's not going to be a life or death situation when it comes to electricity. But it will hamper day-to-day life. It will hamper operations. It will hamper all sorts of things meant to demoralize and destabilize Ukraine. But it will not be as bad now as potentially it could be when we go back into, you know, fall and winter. Mm-hmm. But having said that, the Ukrainians are masters now at rehabilitating their electrical grid system. The problem is the Russians seem to be targeting the actual production of electricity now, and because of a lack of air defense, as we still kind of await more munitions coming in from the aid package, which was just recently signed, it seems that they're being able to get through.
In other words, Russia was able to do this because Republicans in the House stalled for almost a year aid to Ukraine.
That's right. And the ammunition still hasn't fully arrived here, although we are getting anecdotal news that things are getting better. But again, it seems the Russians are trying to get as much done as they possibly can before things really come back online.
Yeah. Roman Shirometa posted, this is from the Falcon Flight Organization, posted this really distressing piece. You and I have talked before about the over 100,000 Ukrainian children who have been kidnapped by Russians and taken to Russia and just basically sold into the Russian, wherever. Russia, of course, being the second largest producer of child pornography in the world. Child pornography is legal in Russia. And let me just read a little bit here to you. This is what they do when they kidnap these children. They are told that their parents have abandoned them. They split up their friends every 2 months. They don't allow them to form friendships. This is now after they're in Russia. All the children we have managed to return talk about what they were told about their families. They all had the same time period. Exactly 4 weeks later, they would start talking about how your parents left you and would not, and you'll never return home. It was a methodology. Everything was written there, the deadlines. You had to talk to the child alone. You had to separate them every 2 months from the friends that they were forming so that there was never a sense of unity, keep them disoriented. This is the most widespread scenario of child abduction in the world. Children are subjected to the same filtration procedure as adults. They are forced to undress during the inspection, forced to give away personal belongings and phones, not allowed to answer any questions. Where is my mom? Where did you take her? A child who gets to the filtration event is instantly deprived of dignity. They try to break her right away. Speak to this.
It is easily the worst crime that the Russians commit on a regular basis here in Ukraine and in the occupied territories of Ukraine. That is not to diminish from their other crimes, but it is particularly insidious what they do to the children of Ukraine. They take them away from their homes. They say that Ukraine no longer wants them. If they're told, they're also told the lie that Ukraine no longer exists. They're told that their parents don't want them anymore. They are embarrassed by being forced to be strip searched and photographed while they're being strip searched. So that they, you know, if you ever go back to Ukraine, we will publicize these photographs, they are told. They are sexually assaulted. There are numerous reports of children who, having been rescued or having found their own way back to Ukrainian soil, tell tales of absolute depravity and cruelty. This is really something, Tom, that I have paid attention to since the beginning of this conflict, the full-scale invasion. And it is despicable. It is a war crime almost beyond measure. And this is what Vladimir Putin has already indicted at the International Criminal Court, Tribunal in The Hague. It's for this. It's for the abduction of children. This is, by the very definition of the United Nations, this is ethnic cleansing. This is genocide. They are taking the children of this country and they are moving them to Russia and brainwashing them and conducting psychological torture on them to make them dismiss their homeland. We also hear stories. It's not just the children, it's the newborns that we hear stories. We know that this is happening in towns like Lugansk or Donetsk, where or any other occupied area where the mother of a newborn child, pregnant mother, goes to a maternity ward and gives birth, and unless she has already accepted a Russian passport, which by default is accepting Russian occupation, unless she accepts a Russian passport, the child is taken from her. The newborn infant is ripped out of her hands and taken away from her. This is what Russia does in the occupied territories in Ukraine.
Wow. Why do you think, Phil, that isn't a story that's more widely told in the United States?
I do not know, Tom. I do not know. And frankly, I am very upset with our press corps. As a former member of the press corps, I think that they have been woefully inadequate in covering this story. This is an enormous catastrophic event right on European soil in the 21st century, with Russia behaving in ways that are just inhuman. And that's why I started this podcast that you see me in my studio here, because the press is not doing their job.
Right.
The press has left this place and gone to Gaza.
Right.
Or they're preoccupied with domestic.
They want to report on somebody yelling something nasty on a college campus. So tell us about the podcast, Phil.
Our podcast is going to be called, well, is called On the Edge. We will start publishing interviews with people who have a particular expertise or are in a position to speak from a position of authority about what's happening here. I conducted the first interview that will be put out hopefully next Friday. I don't want to say who yet, but a person who can speak to this very topic of children. I sat down with him today. We will cut it up and we will publish it next week. The intention is to try and keep Ukraine in the news and also, you know, inform people because, again, the press corps is letting us down so badly, in my opinion. We'll talk to average Ukrainians. We'll talk to people beyond Ukraine who maybe have a perspective from that area. But notable Ukrainians as well will be involved.
Are you going to be publishing it through the normal channels, you know, Spotify, Apple, et cetera?
Absolutely. We'll be doing both an audio podcast as well as a video podcast that we'll be putting out on a website of our own. But also in addition to that, you know, the usual suspects. We'll slice them up into little digestible pieces so that you can put them onto a TikTok or onto Reels on YouTube or you know, Facebook. But the important thing is to try and keep people's attention here and why it's important to pay attention to what is happening in Ukraine.
Let me strongly encourage you to also build a Substack site for your podcast. We have several of them and they're doing well and I think this is the publishing platform of this decade. And you can make revenue from that as well if you know you can do it with or without revenue. So
I appreciate the recommendation and I'll certainly take you up on it.
If you need any help, just reach out to me. Just send me an email.
I shall. I tell them and I appreciate our weekly conversations and I appreciate you letting me continue to bring Ukraine into people's consciousness.
Yeah. Always
it's important.
A pleasure it's important. And an honor. Phil, you're doing God's work. Phil Itner, you can find his video blog over on YouTube. Keep an eye out for On the Edge, his new podcast. We'll talk about it more next week, no doubt. Phil, thanks so much for dropping by.
Take care, Tom.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. Good talking to you. We'll be back. Why does Louisiana's governor want to rewrite his state's constitution? Well, nobody's really sure. It's getting weird. I'll tell you about that right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And then, of course, we'll be right back with your calls as well, so stay tuned.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. I know.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You can see him every single Sunday win a Super Bowl, drive off in a Hyundai. Her baby crib is bigger than his. She was supposed to buy Tyco with her money. She bought LiPo with her money. Oh, I just got it tuned. Somebody just tuned in. Said, hey, I just tuned in. Was that actually Kanye or Mino singing that?
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. A little earlier, I had told a caller that Nikki Haley had endorsed Donald Trump. Turns out I was wrong. She has not. I don't know where I got that idea from. My apologies. But I want to make sure that when you walk away from this show, any information you take with you is actually stuff you can take to the bank, is actually factual. And my apologies for that error. And so just FYI. She, in fact, her exact comment was he's going to have to earn her endorsement. So good luck with that. Alan Weisselberg's, who is the chief financial officer of Donald Trump's organization, who is now in prison in Rikers Island, his assistant is testifying. I don't know if they've gone into a break or not. In the Hush Money case, what the media likes to call the Hush Money case, what I like to call the election stealing case. And she testified that while Donald Trump was in the White House, you'll recall, you know, when he, I don't recall if it was when he was first elected or if this was part of his campaign, but remember he had that press conference and he had those big stacks of paper and he said, this is all the paperwork that I'm handing off to my sons, Eric and Don Jr. And my daughter Ivanka, and they're going to run my companies and I'm going to have nothing to do with it. I'm just going to be your president. Well, it turns out that he was lying through his teeth. And she just testified under oath that several times a week she would FedEx documents to Donald Trump in the White House for him to read, you know, to keep track of how his business was doing, checks for him to sign. The guy was running his business from the White House, which is, of course, against the law. And, you know, just another crime. I mean, this guy just, he's a friggin' one-man crime wave. Meanwhile, down in Louisiana, the Republican governor down there, Jeff Landry, says that he wants to replace the current state constitution with a new governing document. Republicans are all in on it. They're trying to push it through the legislature. What the catch, the caveat, is that we don't know what the new document will say. They're not telling us. Is it going to make it so that some people can vote more easily and other people can't? Is it going to change the criminal justice system? Are they going to bring back slavery? I mean, who knows? Anything is possible. It's Louisiana, for God's sake. But he has a gerrymandered supermajority legislature. He can basically do whatever he wants. He's only been in office for 4 months. And one of the reporters down there said the governor's influence is everywhere now. It's like an octopus. His tentacles extend to the House, the Senate, the lobbying corps, everywhere. So keep an eye on this. And the reason why is it's not just, you know, hey, wackadoodle stuff happening in Louisiana. It's that if he succeeds, regardless of how outrageous it is, it will soon be repeated in other Republican states across the country. You know, Laboratories of Autocracy, the title of David Pepper's book, is just absolutely spot-on description of red states in America. So, what's on your mind? John in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. So, as I told the screener, I'm a bit of a conservative, but I try and listen to both sides. So, for example, I listen to you and Stephanie Miller in the same way I listen to Charlie Kirk. And as I listened to Raul from New York, who called expressing concern that should Republicans take back control of the White House or conservatives take control of the White House, that women would lose the right to vote or there would be an attempt to lose the right to vote, along with citizenship return to the states. Now, what I'm wondering, because I listen to both sides, to me, that sounds as improbable as I'm sure some of the things that I hear on the right-wing radio sound to you. For example, I've yet to hear the person on the left side say they want open borders. It just doesn't exist.
Correct.
But yet that's a right-wing talking point, and people go, so I'm trying to determine where kind of that, and you agreed with Raul, so I'm kind of determining where is that sentiment coming from?
Let's see. Let me give you some examples. In Michigan, the congressional candidate, this is, let me give you his name, John Gibbs, who was endorsed by Donald Trump, and defeated an incumbent Republican in the primary, said that he thinks that women, quote, do not possess the characteristics necessary to govern. Men are smarter. Men are more likely to think logically about broad and abstract ideas in order to deduce a suitable conclusion. Oh, damn, I didn't realize I was this close to a break. My apologies. If you look at my piece today on Substack, there's actually hot links to Michigan, Republican politicians in Michigan, North Carolina, Utah, a speaker at the Republican National Convention, and a conservative pundit all calling for the end of women voting in the United States. I agree with you, though, John. I think it's extreme. I think it's impossible. I don't think it'll ever happen. John, thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And hopefully, John, next time we'll have a little longer conversation. Again, my apologies for not watching the clock. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources say Donald Trump's transactional nature was on full display when he hosted big oil and business execs.
What we know is that at Mar-a-Lago last month, Donald Trump was courting the country's top oil executives. And he apparently said, you guys should raise $1 billion, that you're wealthy enough, he joked, because in the end, you're going to benefit and gain even more money from the environmental policies that I'll put in place for you. And then he kind of ticked through policies that his campaign has touted as part of his campaign platform in terms of rolling back Biden energy policy.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks, 27 years in the federal penitentiary, the sentence for Trevor Bickford, who tried to kill three New York City police officers with a machete on New Year's Eve of 2022. Former NBAer Glenn Big Baby Davis sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for his role in a $5 million fraud on the association's insurance plan for players and families. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar new investment in southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Apes will be invading the movie theaters this weekend. The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes opens as summer blockbuster season picks up steam. The movie is pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. According to Rotten Tomatoes, critics say this installment of the franchise has visual effects similar to Avatar, excellent performances, and top-notch action, even if it falls just a bit short of the previous Planet of the Apes films. If you're looking to laugh, check out the spoof comedy starring Jamie Foxx called Not Another Church Movie. I must have missed all the previous ones. The film has not been shown to critics yet, so it's a dice roll. Music fans of the band Chicago might want to check out Chicago and Friends, which also has not been reviewed yet. Opening in limited release is the film We Grown Now, which is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes and follows two kids in a coming-of-age story set in a Chicago housing project in the early 90s. Have a great weekend at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, partly cloudy, and we'll see lower 40s in the overnight with light winds across the area. On Friday, plentiful sunshine, highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Friday night, a chance of showers moving in with lows in the mid-40s. Currently 49 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich LoCascio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You need to grow all in one place. And right now you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And what's on your mind here today? Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey there, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to speak to this issue of judges being able to delay cases. The most recent example being what's happening with Aileen Cannon down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, and it sort of hooks into what you just said about judges being appointed for lifetime terms with no ability to take them off the court. You'll notice that most of that activity is happening at the federal level because they're lifetime appointees. And one of the ways that they can do things that there's no way to force them is in delaying the execution of orders, delaying the execution of consent decrees, et cetera, et cetera. Prime example was the Pickford case, which was the case of black farmers against the USDA for having delayed and in some cases refused to take their applications for funds that were available for farmers through the USDA. And there was a pattern of racial discrimination. A district court determined in 1999 that their claim was legitimate. It took until Barack Obama's administration in 2010 when the DOJ and USDA would enter into a consent decree that actually received claims, that they would actually process the claims. So and in the meantime, farmers were losing their land. I should point out that even after that, during the Trump administration, I know this will shock you, under the advice of Stephen Miller, there were lawsuits filed to try to keep those farmers from getting that money under allegations of reverse discrimination. I know, shocking. And so that was further delayed, and they are now they received claims in 2023, and now you know USDA is processing those claims, and so on and so forth. But my point being, you know, this is how when you have people with appointments that they have no fear, they have no reason to believe that they will be ever held accountable. That's how these things work. And I hate to say it, but I want people to adjust their expectations about the Supreme Court. I am a member of the SCOTUS bar. I am an admitted member to practice before that bar. I read the court rules, and you need to understand that there is no obligation for SCOTUS to issue a decision as they usually do in June on the cases that have been heard before then. The court rules actually allow them to hold a case in abeyance and maintain it on the court record past the first Monday of October starting the next term.
So they could on this claim of immunity that Donald Trump has filed, they could just not even respond to this until after the first of the year.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, exactly. I hope they don't.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I hope they don't do that.
Yes. Maria, my understanding also is that in the case of Aileen Cannon, that basically the only two things that Jack Smith can do right now are, number one, file a writ of mandamus, and number two, the only way she could be removed from the bench would be through impeachment, which obviously is not even remotely going to happen. What exactly is a writ of mandamus? How does that work? And what are the odds that Jack Smith could even do that?
Sure. A petition for a writ of mandamus is a petition for the court to to mandate, to obligate or require the official holding office to do their job. In this case, the problem as I see it is Aileen Cannon hasn't issued an order. She said that she's holding this in abeyance because there are so many motions that are still pending before the court. And she's the reason that there are so many motions pending
before the court. So she hasn't done anything that's specifically appealable yet.
It would be a long shot. I don't think, because he can't point to an actual order.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
And a judge, and I've had the situation where a federal judge has held off on signing an order for a very, very, very long time, and there's no way to compel that.
Right. And obviously she doesn't care about public opinion, and I'm guessing, I'm thinking that probably six members of the Supreme Court, and certainly Aileen Cannon and her husband, probably just watch Fox News exclusively. They live in a right-wing bubble, and they don't even realize, how they're being pilloried in the national media.
She doesn't have to care, Tom. She's got a lifetime appointment. Even if she never proceeds any further than where she sits right now, it doesn't matter.
Right.
She's there until she decides to go.
With a $200,000 a year job. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Marie, thank you so much. I always learn something from you. I appreciate the call. Thank you. George in Palm Desert, California. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Referring back to your previous caller regarding women's rights and also your last caller regarding the Supreme Court. I was watching MSNBC last week sometime, and a reporter was following Judge Thomas along the hallway. And as he got into the elevator, she asked him, well, what is your feelings regarding the future of women's rights and their right to birth control? And as the door started to close, his comment, and I quote, women is not mentioned in the Constitution.
Now, somebody else called and said that a week or two ago, and I've not been able to authenticate that. Can you give me a source?
I'm pretty sure it's MSNBC. That's really the only other thing I watch besides free speech. So I'm pretty sure it was them or it. But I heard it, and I was in shock. So anyway, it did happen. But
I'm Googling it right now in the Constitution. I mean, that's
pretty bizarre.
Yeah. I don't see it. I'm not seeing it here either. So
word women and
yeah. I'm gonna for the moment take that with a grain of salt, George. No offense,
okay.
hopefully if that actually happened, we can find some evidence of it. George, thank you so much for the call. Jay in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. Great show. Appreciate any time you have Mr. Philitner on.
Yeah, he's good. He's on every Thursday, by the way, in the second hour.
The importance of that cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning the decay of morality in the country as a result of Donald Trump. This is a subject that is simply not discussed often enough. Know that in my personal life, discussing it with people in my life who are Trump supporters, it's usually the same argument they come back with, that he'd be president because they expect him to be their priest or anything like that. They expect him to do the job. And so one of the main motivating factors I find is that they really enjoy people like me hate him.
I don't understand. Explain.
One of the satisfactions they
Who's
get
the they
from
that you're
him
talking about
is
I must have missed something. I'm sorry.
Supporters. I'm sorry. Trump supporters.
Okay.
People in my life who are Trump supporters that I discuss things with.
Well, here's an anecdote for you, Jay. Alina Habba was sitting in the courtroom. The Trump's lawyer in the E. Jean Carroll case. She was sitting in the courtroom earlier today. This was reported on Raw Story this morning. And when Stormy Daniels testified that because of the threats that Trump has made to her on social media and the threats that his followers regularly make, that they're going to kill her, they're going to rape her, they're going to burn her house down, they're going to murder her daughter,
et cetera, et cetera, that she has had to hire private security, and it's been a real hardship for her. And Alina Habba's face just lit up with a giant smile when she said that. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I fear that it does more than decay morality. I feel that it's changing the American creed.
Yeah.
Whereas we are known and we have always been a culture of honor.
Mm-hmm.
I fear that it's going to, like, people will begin to trust dishonor. They won't, you know, like, I'm living in the Chicagoland area. I know a lot of Russian people, a lot. Huge population here of Eastern Bloc and Russian and Lithuanian and so forth. Right. And they're proud of themselves and their villages, and but they are not proud to be Russian. They are not proud of their country. They know that they come from a gangster country.
Yeah, as John McCain called it, a gas station with nuclear weapons.
They see that. They see, mentioned how Navalny is, like, Vladimir Putin didn't have to worry about Navalny beating him in an election. It didn't matter how many people voted. The election would have said Vladimir Putin won 90% no matter what. And he had to have him killed is because he inspires hope and he inspires people to actually trust and honor rather than trust dishonesty. Like, the one thing that they can count on is dishonesty. Correct. And so they don't trust honor as part of the creed. I think that kind of damage to our culture cannot be overstated. That is something that is really just decomposition of social trust. That I think that I thank you for bringing up that subject, because I think people are too short-sighted. And, you know, some of us have children in their teens who are going to be coming of age in this country, and it really hurts me to think that my kids are going to age in a nation unlike the one I did.
Yeah, that the only Republican president that they've known in their lifetimes is Donald Trump, and that they think that that's the normal.
Correct.
Well, I guess it is now the normal, you know, leadership position in the GOP. And yeah, thank you, Jay. This is the first time I've written about morality in the 3 years I've been writing Hartman Report, and really the first time I seriously talked about it on the air in you know, the 20 years I've been doing this show. I'm not normally I'm not usually beating the drum of morality, but I agree with you. I think that this is actually one of the most important issues our nation is facing right now. Jay, thank you so much for the call and for the validation. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The trial has wrapped up with Trump's bookkeeper confirming once more that Trump lied that he wouldn't run his businesses from the White House. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they're powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something good for my blood pressure and health and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, no pills to swallow. They taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chew Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using that code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, BEETS.com, code TOM. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Gordon in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Hi, Tom, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Tom, I just want to talk about what something I call a political deja vu. And it's in regard to Republicans falling in line. I know you recall in 2016, after the Hollywood tape came out, when Trump said, grab him by, you know, all of a sudden, all the Republicans said, I can't vote for this man.
Right.
Then suddenly, all of them started to get back in line and support Trump. Now, that alarmed me then. I said, something's going on, you know. I didn't know what it was at the time. Now we know it was, you know, the Russians. That were assisting Trump in getting elected.
Yeah, multi-million-dollar effort, mostly on Facebook.
Right. Then now In this election period, all of a sudden, all the Republicans who said they couldn't support Trump, many of them who said they couldn't support Trump after January the 6th, all of a sudden, they're back in line.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, Gordon, if I could just insert something here and just real quick.
Go ahead.
I mentioned Nikki Haley earlier. She's apparently meeting with her donors this week, and some people are speculating that she's going to try at the convention to become the nominee. But back to you, Gordon.
Yeah, well, so the thing is that, again, the alarm bells went off in my head when I saw this. Bill Barr, Sununu, and many more, McConnell, and all of a sudden they're back. It seems like someone is getting in the ear and said something's in play,
I think it's their donors.
Going on.
I think it's their donors, the billionaires who want more tax cuts and the big corporations who want more deregulation.
But I feel that the card they're going to play, they believe it's. I believe it's the courts. I believe it's the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I really feel they're going to try something. They're going if Biden wins, they're going to sue on something that only their crazy minds come up with, and boom, the courts will go their way. I hope I'm wrong. I really do, but
yeah,
it's just
too.
A fear, and I just wanted to bring that observation to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Gordon. I think you may well be right. And obviously the courts are right at the top of their list. Thank you so much. John in Auburn, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hello. Hi again, Tom. John here in Auburn, California. Regarding a PBS NewsHour yesterday segment with a Representative Michael Lawler, Republican from the 17th District on the Foreign Affairs Committee, who was making a whole case for Biden must give 2-ton bombs to Israel for self-defense.
Right. The Republicans are quite hysterical
about
this right
and
now.
My query to you, sir, is what might you suggest? Because I always text or reply to emails by email to my local congresspersons. But, I'm in California.
Yeah.
And this guy across the nation, how might I most...
I think all of us should be reaching out to our individual members of the House and Senate, whether it's by calling 202-224-3121 or email or whatever, and say we support President Biden's withholding military assistance to Israel until there's a two-state solution in place and a peace deal.
I appreciate that and comply. But regarding this guy got it.
I'm sorry, John, I'm out of time here. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Ali Velshi. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we bring on our ongoing friend and contributor, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, to take a comical look back at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mino and the Mayor.
I went for a walk yesterday.
And I walked past the car, Jim's car, and I saw the light blink and the red light. So I come in here. I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, ah, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there and goes, ah, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.